And from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you, and you with me. So ends our reading.
Well, you never know what might grab your attention or your interest. And a few weeks ago, my attention was drawn to an acronym that I found for faith. And it's Fantastic Adventures in Following and Trusting Him. And from that, I searched for and found more Christian acronyms. WWJD, What Would Jesus Do, is kind of a familiar one to us. And maybe some of you have heard Bible, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. FROG, Fully Relying on God. Kristen helped me pick out some of these that we saw, and we both really liked PUSH, Pray Until Something Happens. ASAP, Always Say a Prayer. I'm going to a Bible study right now, and we use the acronym ASK, Ask, Seek, and Knock, when we talk about prayer requests for one another. CHAOS, Christ's Help Amid Our Suffering. HOPE, He Offers Peace Every Day. And TGIF, Thank God I'm Forgiven. And then again, that one that kind of started it all off for me was faith, Fantastic Adventures in Trusting Him. And I think that one for faith is a good one for a new year. Because every new year, every endeavor, every adventure takes faith. Faith that we're not alone, faith that God is walking beside us. Faith that God's going to guide us. Faith that God is in control. And that faith that God loves us and cares for us. And in the Gospel of John are what I'm kind of considering some faith builders from Jesus. And there are seven times in John that Jesus tells us who he is through statements that begin with I am. And these are all statements that remind us that God's with us, that he loves us. Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life, and I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the vine. So I think we passed out those faith builders in the form of a bookmark. And if you find yourself sometime waiting and you have nothing to do or nothing to ponder, or if you're like me, sometimes you can't sleep at night or you wake up, you can think, what are those seven I am statements in the Gospel of John? And let them be an encouragement to you. And we could explore each one of those for a long, long time. But this morning, I just want to focus on one of them, and that's Jesus said, I am the door. And when Jesus speaks of being a door, he's speaking to the disciples, and he's using the illustration of a shepherd and sheep. And again, a little bit from John 10, Jesus said to the disciples, I do assure you that I myself am the door for the sheep. I am the door. I came to bring them life, and far more life than before. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd will give his life for the sake of the sheep. And a door seems to be a good image for a new year. Doors are pathways and transitions and passageways. So think about some of the physical doors in your life and your world. You know, maybe the door to your home, or the door to our church, the door to your workplace or your school. And Kurt and I walked along many wonderful doors on our pilgrimage in Spain and took lots of pictures of those doors. We also speak of doors metaphorically. We can speak of open doors or closed doors that guide our life. There are doors of opportunity. Sometimes we try to get a foot in the door. And there's also lots of motivational sayings about doors. We've probably all heard, when God closes a door, he opens a window. A couple more I found. Until God opens the next door, praise him in the hallway. And I kind of like that one. Every person is a door to a different world. Kindness unlocks doors that were thought to be closed forever. And then if it doesn't open, it's not your door. So, and doors can also be faith symbols. Sometimes we knock on heaven's door. And the door image is used in both Matthew and Luke as an illustration in persisting in prayer. Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." And prayer, I think, is really knocking on God's door. And it's coming to God with our heartaches, our gratitude, our concerns, our doubts, our questions, our joys. Sometimes we receive answers immediately, or it may take a long time. Sometimes our prayers change or get answered in a way that we didn't expect. Sometimes we might knock on that door quietly or hesitantly, or we may pound on heaven's door. And I wonder what some of the prayers are on your heart for this new year. What are some of the things that you're hoping for and that you're praying about? The scriptures in Matthew and Luke remind us to keep asking and keep knocking and keep searching. And I'm going to go back to a few of the acronyms. ASK, ask, seek, and knock. ASAP, always say a prayer. And then that one push, pray until something happens. And then Jesus, in turn, stands at our door and knocks. Revelation 3:20, "Listen, I'm standing at the door and knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you and you with me." And God is always trying to call to us and get our attention. If you think about it, in the Bible, God communicated to people in a variety of ways. He spoke to people through a rainbow, through a burning bush, through a still small voice, through clouds and fire, and doves and dreams, and strangers and angels and prophets and more. Joyce Rupp, who has written a lot of books on spirituality, she wrote a poem about God trying to get our attention, and the poem's called The Beckoner. But she also reminds us that God is trying to get our attention so that he can bless us. So she writes, "You tap at the window of my heart. You knock at the door of my busyness. You call out in my night dreams. You whisper in my haphazard prayer. You beckon, you invite, you entice, you woo. You holler, you insist, come. Come into my waiting embrace. Rest your turmoil in my easy silence. Put aside your heavy bag of burdens and accept the simple peace that I offer you." So God is always knocking on the door of our heart. And in my own life, I think about the ways that God has called to me. And he's used scripture, sometimes through verses that I've read many, many times, but suddenly they come alive and they're the right thing at the right time to hear. God has spoken to me through pastors, through family, through friends, through strangers, through books. One that I'm thinking about a lot lately is the nudges of the Holy Spirit and trying to pay attention to that. And for me, those nudges are often that just persistent idea or feeling that I should be doing something or calling someone or praying about something, but trying really hard to listen to those nudges. And then I think life experiences, both the good and the bad and the joys and the sorrows, are ways that God has taught me and spoken to me. So how has God spoken to you? And how is he speaking to you? And the last part of the door image is that Jesus himself is the door. Part of my inspiration for this focus on the door came from a century-old prayer by Lucy Larcom. And she wrote, "We pause beside this door. Thy year, O Lord, how shall we enter in? The footsteps of a child sound close behind us. Listen, he will speak. His birthday bells have scarcely rung a week. Enter through me, he says, nor wander more, for lo, I am the door." And in John 10, Jesus says, "I am the door." In this passage, he's speaking about being a door for the sheep. And sheep likely would have been kept in some kind of sheepfold or pen. And the shepherd often was the door. He would lie down in the doorway at night to protect the sheep. And so the shepherd would literally lay down his life for the sheep. And in just a few minutes, we will celebrate Holy Communion, and we will remember Jesus' life given for us, the shepherd laying down his life for us, that through Christ we're saved, we're forgiven, and we have life with God that never ends. That Jesus is the bread of life, the light of the world, the door, the good shepherd, the vine, the way, the truth, and the life, and the resurrection and the life. And that Jesus encourages us to keep knocking on the door as you think about what are those prayers you have for the new year. Keep knocking on the door. And in turn, he knocks on the door of our hearts, inviting us to that adventure of faith. And then he is the door, laying down his life for us. So let us pray. Gracious God, opener of hearts, you are the true guide of my life, helping me to unlock every door that leads to you. Keep showing me the way to you as I turn to you with trust and with faith. I open the door of my heart to you. I open the door. Amen.